Urin Simin Reish Lamed Hey Siv Beis the Mechaber says Asr Lahaschel Lechol Chatzi Shah Samach Lizman Kriyashma Shal Arvis. You're not allowed to start eating within a half hour of the time for Kriyashma of the evening, which means within a half hour of Tzeisa Kochavim. The Mechaber says, the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason is because we're afraid that you might end up losing focus and you'll be busy with your Suda and then you'll end up falling asleep and you'll forget to read Shema entirely. Therefore, even eating a little bit is prohibited. However, Ti'ima Ba'alma or some fruits or even a Pas Kebetza is going to be okay. So again, only a Suda is going to be a problem, but to eat a snack would be prohibited within a half hour of tzeis. So too, the Mishnah Berurah says sleeping within a half hour of tzeis would be prohibited for the same reason, because maybe you'll end up not saying Shema at all. However, learning during that time is permissible, but once the time for Shema comes, then it's usher even to learn if you daven in your house normally. But if you tell your friend to remind you, then the Mishnah Berurah says that will be permissible. Also, some say having an alarm clock set would be permissible, or having a set minyan would be permissible, according to some. Also, the Achronim agree with the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that as long as it's within a half hour, it is prohibited to start eating or anything like that. If you tell someone to remind you, so then there's no iser to start, even if the time for Shema comes. But that person can't be eating with you. If that person eats with you, so then he has the same problem as you do of remembering to say Shema. If you daven the Ma'ariv in Shul early, so you said Shema before Tzeis HaKochavim, so even though you need to repeat it again, the Mishnah Berurah says that's enough to allow you to start eating. Since you already said Shema, you'd be allowed to start eating at that point. The Ramah, the Mechaber continues, Im Hischa Lechol Acher Sheigia Zmana, if you started eating after that time, Mafsik V'Kori Kriya Shema Below B'Chosev V'Gomer Suda, so you need to stop in the middle of your Suda, say Shema, and then continue on with your Suda. V'Yachar Kachkor B'Chosev Mispala, and then afterwards, you could say B'Chos Kriya Shema and Daven Shmon Esrei, but now that you have said Kriya Shema, you're allowed to continue eating. If you started Beheter, the Mishnah Berurah says, you started within that half hour of time, then you don't need to stop in order to say Shema, as long as there's enough time to finish your Suda and start eating. The Ramah comments, Aval ein tzarich lahafsik letzvilah hol v'hizgalech, you don't have to stop in the middle of your meal to daven Shmona Esrei, because it's only midrabanan, avalim lahizgalech, but if you haven't started eating yet, afal pishan natal yadav, even though you've washed, Mishnah Berurah says, as long as you haven't made the bracha of Ntil Sedaim yet, tzarech lahafchisik, you need to stop in order to say Shmon Esrei. V'mein shehus lispal, but if there's not going to be enough time to daven Shmon Esrei before Alos HaShachar, then mafsik af l'tfilah. So it must be a really long suda, says Mishnah Berurah, that could come up, and then you would have to stop even for Shmon Esrei, but normally you only need to stop for Shema, you do not need to stop for Shmon Esrei.